Okay, again, my hearing officer Bohannon and I apologize for the first case. It ran a little long in the tooth. We're going to go ahead and proceed and go as quickly as we can. We'll go to item number two, PR-2022-007712, SD-2024-00019, final plat, consensus planning agent for Group 2 U26 VC LLC and Track 5 US6 LLC requests the aforementioned actions for all of a portion of 5 and 1 Block 6 and 2, Unit 26, Volcano Cliffs zoned MXL, MXM, located between Rosa Park Road and Paseo del Norte Northwest, containing approximately 18.28 acres. The applicant here, if they would raise their hand, and any of the members of the general public will make you co-host under our new security protocol and proceed with the case.
Okay.
You see Jackie Fishman. And I don't see anybody else, Jay. So if you could make Ms. Fishman a co-host.
He's a co-host, Mr. Announcer.
Okay. Ms. Fishman, would you state your name and address for the record?
Sure. Thank you, Mr. Hearing Officer Jackie Fishman, Principal with Consensus Planning. My address is 302 A Street Northwest, Albuquerque 87102. I would just add that Steve Metro is here with me and may be needed to speak today, so he's part of the team.
Okay.
Applicant.
Okay. So if we do get there, we will make him co-host and swear him in at the time.
Okay.
Is there any other members of the public that wish to testify in this case? Please raise your hand. Okay. Seeing none, we will go to the DFT members, Water Authority, Mr. Gutierrez.
Hey, this is David Gutierrez, the Water Authority. All my comments have been addressed. I have no objections. Thank you.
Okay. Code enforcement, Jeff.
Jeff Palmer with Code Enforcement. I have no comments and no objections.
Thank you. This is Hearing Officer Bohannon, Parks and Recreation, Ms. Phelan. Let's see, Whitney, we'll come back to her. We'll go on to hydrology, Mr. Chen.
Hydrology has an approved conceptual gradient drainage plan with the engineer's stamp date of July 2022. Hydrology has no objection.
Thank you. We'll go on to transportation, Mr. Armijo.
Ernest Armijo, transportation. We have no objection.
Thank you, Mr. Armijo. We'll go to planning. Jay, who's going to take this case?
Yeah, really, I'm taking this case. So, main comment we have, which we need an answer on, is the size of Tract 1A on the final plat, which is depicted as being 8.2545 acres, differs from the size of Tract 1A on the preliminary plat and preliminary plat extension, which was 8.2339 acres, and I'll screen share that difference here in just a second. We need the applicant to confirm and explain the difference in the sizes, as a final plat shall be approved if all changes, conditions, and requirements contained in the preliminary plat approval are, met with the final plat. This seems to could be potentially an issue with this final plat. Also, the size of the right of way dedicated by the plat along Paseo del Norte at 0.4371 acres differs from that depicted on the preliminary plat extension, which was 0.4577 acres. And let me share my screen here to show what I'm referring to here. Let's go to the preliminary plat first. Let's see here. So this is a preliminary plat. It's depicting 8.2545 acres for Tract 1A, and then 4.4371 acres for the right of way dedication along Paseo del Norte. And this is the final plat, which shows 8.2339 acres for Tract 1A and 0.4577 acres for the right of way dedication along Paseo del Norte. Staff requests the applicant confirm that difference.
This is Hearing Officer Bohannon. Jay, is there any other conditions after they clarify that?
Well, this is Jay Rodenbach. I mean, we have some standard comments, but they're not affect, they don't affect the decision that would be made on the final plat because it's adding an application number, well, correcting the application number to SD 2024-00019. We'll need the DXF file approval email from AGIS prior to the final sign-off of the final plat. We have some FYI comments about getting it recorded, but that's our only real significant comment.
Okay, we'll go back to the applicant, Ms. Fishman. Fishman.
Sure. And again, Steve Metro's on the call, but I'll try to paraphrase what he's told me. Is that when we first started this platting process, which has been a long time in process, DMD, Department of Municipal Development, required the applicant to provide 20 feet of additional right of way for Paseo del Norte. And it looks like they were a little conservative on that. And then when the Paseo del Norte construction project started, they developed their own legal description that was close to what we had, but a little less square footage. And we do have a legal description. So that's my understanding of where the gap is
Let
between
me,
the two
this is Harry
plans.
Osterhannon. Let me kind of maybe rephrase that. So what
Okay.
happened is DMD basically created a tract for their right of way take, and it didn't, and they're not required to go in and do a platting action. And so what this is doing is reflecting that change, that difference in legal descriptions between DMD and this plat.
Yes, that's correct. And again, if Mr. Metro can just confirm that, but that would be my understanding.
Mr. Metro, if you're in the audience, if you could, Jay, if you can let him make him co-host.
Yes, one second here.
Mr. Metro, I need your name and address for the record.
Steve Metro, 814 Mountain Hawk Drive, Northeast, Albuquerque, New Mexico.
Do you swear and affirm to tell the truth?
Yes.
Okay. Could you elaborate?
Yeah, Jackie pretty much explained it the way that I would do that. We laid out the what happened was that we had originally set it up to do the 156 feet as required by the city's standards, but the roadway became a state highway, and the state highway requires that you have the fill slopes and back slopes within the right of way. So they as they got into design, they needed an additional 20 feet. And so we went ahead and put that into the plat. Where the difference was at the intersection with Kimmick Drive, they didn't need as much right of way as we thought they might. So what we're doing with this plat is just trying to reflect exactly what they're requiring for the right of way for Paseo del Norte.
And hence the tapered right of way on the northeast corner.
Yeah, that was the original one, original plat that was done a while back with that special assessment district about 12 years ago, put in a turn lane. That was why it was tapered there from the original.
Okay. And so you can testify today that they're substantially the same to.
They are, yes, they are the same.
Okay. Anything else, Ms. Fishman?
No, thank you.
Okay. Mr. Rodenbeck, if you would pull up your those conditions that you had.
This is Jay Rodenbeck. Our conditions are the application number on the plat must be corrected to SD 2024-0019. We need a DXF file approval from AGIS to be submitted prior to final sign-off from planning. We'll need the date of the DHO approval to be added to the plat. And then the other two aren't really, they're just FYI comments that after the plat's recorded, please send a copy to me and Ms. Gomez. And I got our emails in there. You guys know, of course, those.
Okay.
And it's just an FYI about needing to get the plat recorded within 3 months of the final signature on the final plat. Mr. Biazar's got his hands up as well.
I see that. Thank you, Mr. Beazar.
Mr. Hearing Officer, make it quick. Hey, can you put up the final plot up again?
Okay. You see that? Yeah.
Yes. So there might be a little bit of rounding issues on lock 1A. So if you want to confirm the acreage, yeah, when I converted to acreage, it's just slightly off. So please, if you could look at that.
I'll just make that a condition of sure. The final plat.
That's what I was going to say. Thank you. That's all I have. Thank you.
Okay. Okay. So in the matter of PR-2022-007712 SD-2024-0019, I approve the final plat application as it meets all the applicable requirements of the IDO and DPM with the following conditions. That the application number be added to the plat, that the DHO hearing date be added to the plat, and that the DXF file be transmitted to staff, and that the confirmation of the numerical computations between the acreages and the square footage be confirmed. Anything else, Jay, that I missed?
No, sir. This is Jay Robeck. I might add to just to note as a finding the discrepancy between the acreage. Well, I guess maybe that explained my comment, you think?
It does. It yeah. does to me.
Yeah.
I think it's clear in the record.
Okay.
So, okay. With that, good luck, Mr. Metro. Long time no see you. Nice to hear from you, Ms. Fishman. We'll see you soon.
Thank you.